If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago. Did you people get your stuff in order? It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, talking about the real ID.
No, it's looming over me like my freaking taxes. Oh. I just look down, I'm like, oh my God, it's the 7th. I have a week. I'm going to throw up. I have a month for my real ID. I'm like, I'm so nauseous thinking about these deadlines of these government entities I have to do with the looming deadline. I'm thrown in jail because I don't have my real ID and I don't have my taxes done.
You are given so much time.
We have had like 8 years notice on this real ID thing.
First of all, I got to stand up because no. You're like, we've had 8 years. And what have they done every single year? Oh, we're going to do that. Well, that's pushed off. That's pushed off. Another 2 years. I didn't think that it was going to go through this time.
The last time it was pushed off was because of COVID. Because everything was closed.
Okay, and that was 5 years ago. Right. So why did I think they were going to do it now?
I was talking about your taxes, but...
Okay, taxes.
That's the same thing. Yeah, same time every year.
Taxes, I didn't get my mortgage paperwork. They never sent it to me in the mail. Mm-hmm. I just found it online this weekend. Wow. So that's not my fault because I started it in February.
All of these you can tell the judge when you get arrested. I'm sure all of these will be a really good, like... You know,
the real ID I bring up because you now have
1 month.
1 month.
Yeah.
So you're going to need your real ID to board domestic flights. The real ID, it's a federal requirement for state issued driver's licenses and non-driver identifications designed to help prevent fraudulent identification.
My husband has this problem with locking things in the safe and then not knowing where they are in the safe. And
big is your safe?
It's not big, but he's got so much, quote, important paperwork in there.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know. He's tried to tell me, like, if I die, here's the information for the safe. I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't want to try to get in that thing. It's a big old mess.
Do you even know the combination?
I don't know. No, I don't know it. And so our wedding paperwork is in there. And I'm like, can you please today get the wedding paperwork out of the safe? I got to go get a real ID because my name changed from, yes. So there's all this paperwork that you need. Like, don't even bother going until you get online at first and find out the ridiculous amount of paperwork that you're needed for the real ID.
Oh, the real ID. I could tell you some of them. Proof of identity, such as a valid license, birth certificate, or U.S. passport. Proof of social security number or social security number ineligibility. Proof of your date of birth, such as an original or certified copy of your birth certificate. Proof of U.S. citizenship, lawful permanent residency, or temporary lawful status.
So bring like a bill from RG&E or something.
You have to have two different proofs of New York State residence, which could be utility bill, bank statement, all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and another thing is, another thing is I was born on an Air Force base. So my birth certificate is considered not state issued. I don't know why, but I keep being told that this is not
an Air Force base. Let's pretend it's in New York somewhere. It's not a New York state thing.
It was in Illinois, and I have my Scott's Air Force Base, which isn't even there anymore, birth certificate. And they're like, well, this isn't a legal certificate.
Shouldn't it be more illegal? It was on government property.
That's my argument.
You better watch your back.
What?
You could get deported. You're not even a citizen. Hope, I did not expect this from you. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. Your taxes aren't even close to being done.
Nobody believes me because I'm very organized now. But this is like after years of, you know, flying by the seat of my pants. Ever since I was 16, got my first job. My mom was like, you're an adult now. You have a job. Do your own taxes. I'm not doing them for you. And for whatever reason, my personality trait is that I am so bad at getting my taxes done on time, to the point where we're on vacation in Florida and we're at the local library and I'm printing them off on April 15th so that we can send them in. Mm. When I'm in college, my parents are taking a vacation purposely to meet me in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, halfway to Virginia, so that I can get my taxes done at the Holiday Inn Express. And then we went out to dinner because I'm so bad at doing my taxes. Multiple times have I extended that to October 15th and they're still not done.
What is,
I don't know.
TJ, what do you think is the deep seat? There's a reason for this because you are by far the most organized person I know.
Yeah, you got spreadsheets on top of spreadsheets. I don't even understand the spreadsheets.
Yes.
You're like, it's all on the spreadsheet, TJ.
Yes.
And I was like, which one and why do we got to put a spreadsheet to everything?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's how organized she is. That's why I get my taxes done. Boom, done. I mean, it takes me a couple days.
And it's not like
it's like the same every year.
Right. And it's not like you're so busy that you couldn't do it. I mean, you're busy. You got a side hustle outside of the building that keeps you really busy. But even on top of that, you're organized to the point where you're still updating all our spreadsheets.
It's really not that hard.
I don't know. I think it's just like this deep-seated fear that if I do it wrong, I'm going to go to jail. But
oh,
then,
my gosh, you sound exactly like my oldest. I'm not kidding. I don't know if it's the generation.
Is it an oldest daughter problem?
It must be because she's a hot mess all the time about it. And I'm like, you're fine. Download the app. It asks you the questions. Pay for somebody to take a double look if you want. It's like, what, $30? And then get it turned in. And she's like, what if they come and they take me away and they arrest me? And all of a sudden, hives. I'm like, oh my gosh, relax.
Well, for what it's worth, if you haven't been paying attention in the news, the IRS is firing thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how many people are going to look at that. It's already tough to get an IRS person on the phone. Imagine what it's going to be like when all those people are gone. I wonder how many people are rolling the dice going, you know what? I'm just going to do it. They're not going to catch me. It'll take them 5 years to figure out that I haven't filed my taxes.
I mean, I'd still like my refund. I think my $15 would be nice. Go out to lunch, maybe get a drink with lunch.
Get yourself something nice. Oh, there's been a change at the top. I'm talking about national chain restaurants. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy. Yeah, the former favorite restaurant was Olive Garden.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not love those unlimited soup and breadsticks? Salad.
So they have been dethroned by Texas Roadhouse. I just want to call it Roadhouse because that's how they say it on Family Guy all the time. Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to eat there a lot. It was in the news recently.
Yeah. But nationwide.
Locally. Nationwide. Nationwide. It's not an issue. It was just a local.
Yeah, they're
thing.
Absolutely crushing it.
That's been
it.
Fixed.
Let's see. Their success can be attributed to their expansion, 26 new locations.
Mm-hmm.
Olive Garden added 15 new locations. The top five, the rest of the top five, Chili's, Applebee's, and Buffalo Wild Wings. And according to this article, Chili's, do we have a Chili's around here?
In Greece.
There is one?
There's one in Victor, I think, too.
Okay.
That one in Henrietta closed, RIP.
Their sales were up 31%.
Mm.
And apparently they revamped their menu. And spend a bunch of money on social media, and here they are.
Well, Applebee's, I'm biased, is my favorite because my picture's up.
Oh.
She may have mentioned.
Well, hold
I may
on.
Have mentioned once or twice, you know.
Did you put it up?
No, I would not have put this picture
okay.
up.
Wouldn't that be funny if it was just her head on well, a different body?
There is a thing on the TikTok that all the kids are doing where they take a picture and you go into Applebee's because they have random stuff all over the
yeah.
place. And if you get the right frame and maybe you make it a black and white picture
are
and not a big one.
Are you thinking of Cracker Barrel?
They're doing Cracker Barrel and Applebee's.
I was going to say, I haven't seen anyone put an Applebee's black and white pictures up, but I have seen them like taking random period wear outfits and then going and putting their picture up in yeah. the Cracker Barrel.
When nobody's looking, you know, the waitress is over there
yeah.
and the bartender's looking that way. You put your picture up on the wall. Nobody will notice except for you.
Right.
And then the next time you come in, you laugh if your picture is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So how did your picture end up on the wall?
They've got pictures from all the different local high schools. So it says, Rush Henrietta. And then there I am. And when that picture was taken, we were in the middle of doing a cannon bottle drive for RH Singers. Covered in drinks, eating pizza, and somebody comes over and says, can I take your picture? And I was like, oh, let me fix my hair. And everyone at the table groaned and was like, Hope, come on, like, don't do this. And then don't you know, that picture ended up in the Applebee's. So when someone says that they want to take your picture, you better be ready because it could end up in a restaurant.
Specifically, which Applebee's?
Henrietta, of
Henrietta.
Course.
And where about in the restaurant?
Well,
not that I'm going to stop by and take a picture of your picture on the wall.
When you walk in to the host stand,
yeah.
you immediately turn left.
Left.
And then it is to the right, maybe three steps in. And it says Rush Henrietta, and it is right there. You cannot miss it. I don't have my glasses on, so you'll have to see if I look the same.
Oh, my gosh.
So basically what you're saying is absolutely nothing has changed in your life.
No.
Funny, it's like my luck that I would be over by the bathroom. Like you walk in, you go to the bathroom. Right before you go into the bathroom, there I am.
There is what restaurant was this? It wasn't Nancy's Place. Somebody had a big giant picture of Reba over the men's urinal.
Ooh.
Oh.
There was a bunch of country artist pictures.
I wouldn't know. I stay out of there myself.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.